Again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for the coaches, we'll work those in as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Rich Skrosky. Good morning, Coach Skrosky.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Another frustrating day for you guys last Saturday in a game you were right in, but come up short 23-6 at Towson. As you've gone back and looked at the film of that game, give me your impressions.
Well, you hate saying, but very similar to several games that we've had over the last few weeks. Just not being able to, keeping the game close, and made it a one-score game at halftime. With a kick. And had some opportunities down in the red zone this week, and just weren't able to capitalize. And rightfully so, had a penalty that called back a fairly short throw that scores, and then we put the ball on the ground right at the goal line. Both solid calls, but obviously those mistakes and minus three in turnovers, hard to win a game. So Rob and Towson did a good job, and give them a lot of credit. We just didn't make enough plays at the end of the day to win the game.
You touched on it. You guys into the red zone three times without a touchdown, the one fumble, and then settling for field goals. How much of that is just a young team needing to learn how to finish drives?
Yeah, without question. I think it's frustrating because you get down there, you put together a few good drives, and we did have a few of them. DeShaun McNair, who ended up having the fumble, really had a good game. I mean, just short of 100 yards on, I think, 16 carries. He'd kind of been running the ball well all day. And, obviously, like everybody else, we emphasize it and we drill it, the importance of the ball, and you come up with the fumble. Like, from the sideline, it was hard to see him actually put the ball on the ground. And, he was in the end zone. I'm like, yep, okay, we're good. and unfortunately, they recovered. And then the penalty was, put on us too, because it's, technique-wise, we got to be able to teach the technique better. It was an offensive pass interference. So frustrating because you have your opportunities. It was a hard-fought game. And like I said, I think when it was all said and done, the better team won on Saturday. We just made too many mistakes.
We're here with Elon head coach Rich Skrosky. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Now, we've talked about Daniel's play, and I know there were a couple of interceptions in there, but 18 to 25 passing, certainly much more efficient day. Kind of great his effort on Saturday.
Yeah, I think he's improved. And I said that over the last 2 weeks. The interceptions at the end were, when the game got, more than two scores. And like a lot of guys, it's you're trying to make a play. You're probably trying to force some things that aren't there. I think when the game was in hand, the first couple quarters had a good 2 minute drive, to get us into kick position and was more accurate with the ball. And then I think the receivers, we had some guys that stepped up and made some big plays, and were able to catch balls that were a little bit out of their radius. But that's what you need, when things step up. So. I think Daniel's improved over the last couple weeks, and I'm looking forward to, what he does this week in practice. Because like I've said all year long, it's not lack of effort, it's not lack of not knowing the offense. I think it's just, a little bit of confidence and a little bit of, his confidence in his ability that he can make the throws that we need for him to make.
Switching sides of the ball to your defense, has been pretty solid all year long. How did you feel they played against Towson, and did they give you enough, a pretty good effort against that Towson offense with a lot of weapons?
Well, I think similar to how we've been playing, I'd like to see us be a little bit more disruptive maybe, but I think overall we're kind of in that bend, and not so much by design, but we're in that overall mode of bend but not break. We were able to get three series of three and outs, which is better than what we have been, and so much of that is what we do on first and second down. You get teams in those known pass situations. I think it makes everybody's job a little easier. You kind of know it's a pass situation, and we were certainly better on third down, but I think that had something to do with what we did on first and second down. We limited the big play. I'm still, we need to play better run defense. I think the last few weeks, we haven't been able to, just totally, win at the line of scrimmage. And that's something that we talked about yesterday, and, something we need to improve on here in the last couple weeks.
Pretty good pretty good effort on Saturday from Khalil Moore, 8 tackles and 1.5 tackles for loss. Talk about his play in that game Saturday.
Khalil really, we've talked about him a few times on this call over the course of the year, and he's really a guy for a freshman that plays, you know, doesn't play like a freshman, and he's done that since winning the job in camp, albeit he won it because of injury. It really hasn't slipped. He's a competitive kid. He's got physical talent, but I think his energy and competitiveness is really what drives him. And then, like all freshmen, I think he has that that instinct, that intuition of how to play the game. And you know, he's not a huge kid. You know, he's under 180, but when he hits you, and he's done that over, you know, game after game, he's got that ability to snap his hips at the right time and put a lot of force in whatever 178 pounds can force. So really been pleased with Khalil overall, and part of that young, you know, those two young classes that, you know, we've been talking about, he's certainly one of the, you know, bright spots of those classes.
You guys are back at home on Saturday to face Rhode Island, and how important for your team to try to get some momentum and be able to finish the home schedule with a victory?
No question. You know, we'll be, like everybody, we'll be recognizing seniors that have done so much for this program. They bought into what we're doing, and I'm grateful for that. And then obviously there's, a lot of emotion that goes along with that game, but we got to make sure that we keep the task at hand in mind. Rhode Island's going to be coming off a bye. You know, I know their previous outing against JMU wasn't, you know, it was what it was, but, you know, played Stony Brook really tough, right down to the fourth. I mean, they have it 3-0, and, and then Maine, you know, in their previous two games prior to JMU. So I've known Jim for quite a long time, respect him a ton, great coach. The kids are motivated, they're playing hard, so he's certainly getting that out of them for sure. So it should be another great CAA game down here.
What impresses you about they've switched to the quarterback, Jordan Bassano, and started to throw the ball more than they had in the past? What has impressed you about him?
Well, the first thing that stands out is just his size and strength. There's no question. And when he's on, he is on. You know, he's had a game of over 300 yards. He's big enough and athletic enough where he can extend plays, and I think that's the combination that worries all of us. Those are those plays that you really can't defend. So I think we have to do a great job of keeping him in the pocket and not allowing him to extend plays. And then we have to do a good job on the back end. I think when you look at their receivers, their top three receivers are averaging 12, 14, and 17 yards respectively per reception. And that's, you know, they're throwing the ball down the field, some play action and some just deep shots. So his arm strength and overall, you know, just big kid that, can get it down the field certainly is impressive.
All right, Rich, thanks for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.